I'm George Walker, and the Jewish Theater of Bloomington is presenting a staged reading of Jeff Baron's Visiting Mr. Green, Thursday, April 10th at 7:30, Sunday, April 13th at 4 in the intimate Rose Fire Bay. It's in the John Waldron Arts Center. Our guests are one of the founders of the group, Audrey Heller, and veteran actor Richard Burke. Audrey, what's the purpose of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington?
Our mission is to present theater that reflects the Jewish experience, but that will also have universal appeal with themes that will appeal to a diverse audience.
Question, of course, with a play called Visiting Mr. Green by Jeff Baron. In what way do you perceive this as being a Jewish play?
The title character, Mr. Green, is an 86-year-old Orthodox Jew. So his role in the play, it has a lot to do with his being Jewish, his life experiences, the way he's reacted to life have largely come from his Jewish background.
As the Jewish Theater of Bloomington has worked to produce various plays, tell us a little bit about the response that you've been getting.
Oh, we've been getting wonderful responses. We've played to sold-out audiences for the past 2 years. We also took one of our shows to South Bend for the Jewish Federation, and we also took last year's show to the Jewish Community Center up in Indianapolis.
We're talking with Audrey Heller, one of the founders of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington, about the upcoming production of Visiting Mr. Green, a comedy by Jeff Baron. Richard Burke is an IU faculty member and a veteran actor. He plays Mr. Green in Visiting Mr. Green, an 86-year-old Orthodox Jew who, at this point, really has more than a bone to pick with the other character in the play, who's played by Gabe Glodin. Richard, thanks very much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about this Gabe Glodin character.
He's a young executive, George. He works for American Express. And Mr. Green asks him early in the play, what kind of work do you do? He said, I work for American Express. And he says, first of all, you work on a train? And he says, no. And he says, it's a big company. And he says, what do you make? And his answer is money. So there's a gap between these two as to understanding the world of modern finance and what people do to make money.
Why is Gabe Glodin's character visiting you, Mr. Green?
Gabe Glodin's character has been sent to me, not by an angel, but by the judge. And Gabe denies it, or the character, I should say, Ross, denies that he is responsible for the accident in which I fell and was hurt, but not badly. And the judge decided that he was a nice boy and should be on probation. But part of his probation is to go and visit the victim. So he is going to come to visit Mr. Green in Mr. Green's apartment every Thursday until the judge says stop.
Does the judge have any particular conditions that he has in mind for this stop?
No. Essentially, he has said to the character, Ross, make yourself useful. Find something to do. Go and have a chat with Mr. Green. Clean the place up if it needs that. Bring food if he needs that. After all, he's 86 years old. He may need some in-home services. So you go over there and find something useful to do.
Reconciliation indeed.
Maybe.
We've been talking with Richard Burke, who plays Mr. Green in Visiting Mr. Green, the comedy by Jeff Baron. It plays at the Rose Fire Bay of the John Waldron Arts Center in a production of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington, directed by Justin Anderson, with Gabe Glodin and Richard Burke, Thursday, April 10th at 7:30, and Sunday there's a matinee at 4 in the afternoon. I'm George Walker.